May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The language there from Mark chapter 5 that Deacon Bracken read from, the grammar is actually, you don't have to be afraid any longer, just keep believing. That's the language, or only keep believing. And in the devotional I did on Aslan Rose today, biblically, the opposite of fear is not courage. The opposite of fear is faith. That's why Jesus said, and it's interesting the language that the Holy Spirit uses. He says, fear not, stop being afraid, only believe. Only believe. Because if you leave a door open to unbelief at all, fear is going to creep in. It just happens. And one of my favorite stories that I've preached a lot of over the decades has been from 2 Chronicles 20, the story of Jehoshaphat, who was the king of Judah. And Jehoshaphat had three opposing armies coming against him, he discovered. And these armies were overwhelmingly bigger than what Judah had as an army to face them. And so he goes into prayer before the Lord, declares a time of national fasting. And in verse 12 of 2 Chronicles 20, it's one of my favorite prayers. I've prayed it often in my life. He prays to the Lord. He says, Lord, we're powerless against this great multitude, and we don't know what to do. But our eyes are on you. That's a great prayer. That's a great, Lord, I don't. Now, our multitude may not look like opposing armies, but we all face multitude, great multitudes, in the form of situations or temptation or relationships all the time. It's just part of this fallen world. Jesus gave us a promise. It's one of those promises that we don't like to quote. In this world, you will have tribulation. It's a promise. And so often, I've come to the Lord and used that prayer just to express my desperation. Lord, I'm powerless against this situation. I don't know what to do. But I'm just going to look to you. And what he was basically saying wasn't just, I'm looking at you to deal with it. He wasn't quite there yet. He's like, we're listening for you, Lord. What do you have to say about this situation? And in 2 Chronicles 20, having done that, the Lord raised up a prophet. And the prophet speaks to them. This is verse 15 in 2 Chronicles 20. And he said, listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Then he goes on and says, tomorrow you go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the valley in front of the wilderness Jeruel. You don't need to fight in the battle. Just station yourself, stand, and see the salvation of God on your behalf. Do not fear, he says it again, or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out to face them. The Lord's with you. Jehoshaphat bowed his head and with his face to the ground. All Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the sons of the Kohathites, the sons of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. And they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. When they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, O Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in the word he gave us through the prophet, and you will succeed. Then they went out singing. Now, the interesting thing here is that if you read the rest of the story, the way God won the battle was pretty remarkable. But he didn't tell them how he was going to do it. He just told them, go out and face life. Praising me. Because the only thing you need to know is that the battle's not yours, but mine. You might not know how I'm going to win it. You might not know the time frame when I'm going to make it happen. But you just need to know the battle's not yours, but my battle. And it's on that basis he was able to say, you don't have to be afraid or be dismayed. Anytime we entertain fear or discouragement, it's because we're not walking in faith. It's because we've begun to believe that somehow the battle's mine to figure out and mine to fight. Whenever you do that, I mean, how many times have you spent with your head on the pillow, with your mind racing, trying to figure out how this is going to work out? That's you saying the battle's mine. And it's mine to figure it out, and it's mine to fight, but it's not yours. And he's not obligated to let you know how he's going to do it. He's trying to teach us to live by faith. All you need to know is that it's his. Commit your way to the Lord, Scripture says, and he will do. He will do. Now, what it doesn't say is he will do it. And I've said this over the years, where a lot of us get in trouble are the itites. We want to know how he's going to do it. But that's not your business. All you need to know, he's going to do it. And if he fights the battle, and here's the thing it says in 2 Corinthians, thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always leads us. Now hear those words, pretty strong words. Thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph in Christ. Now, if you let him fight the battle, the outcome may not be what you think it's going to be or what you would like for it to be, but I can guarantee you it'll be a win. It'll be his triumph. And do you want your win or do you want his win? Because if you get your way, you may find, like Israel did in Psalm 106, they kept begging for God to give them meat because he was giving them manna. And finally, God sent them meat and sent leanness to their souls. One of the worst things that God can do is not to not answer your prayer, but to answer a persistent prayer that doesn't represent a win from his perspective. Trust him. It's his battle. You can put your head on the pillow and go to sleep. Lord, I love what he said. Just go face life. Get up and just go face life with praising me that the battle's mine, not yours. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.